Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You know what, Susie? I often tell pastors and lead pastors that if they wanted to grow their church by a fourth or a third or a half, they should reach out into that avenue of compassion, just bringing those tools to the single moms mm-hmm. within their entire community, because maybe they don't attend their church. But if the single moms in a particular town were, if they were aware that they offer these services of helps.
And they need the help.
And they need the help. Yeah. And it's only for a season.
Mm-hmm.
We only have X amount of years to raise our kids.
Yeah.
So it's only for a season. But their churches would be full. Yes, would there be a lot of probably issues? But you know what? If you want to grow your church, we're going into Estonia in October to launch the first single moms retreat there for the entire country of Estonia, because 80% of the women there, the families there, are single moms.
Wow. Well, you're just really speaking to a reality. And
a
so
reality.
There's
it's
just
the
this
real
is
world.
In our population.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also so sad is that, I mean, I talk to these single moms who, you know, you're single, you come upon singleness for so many different reasons. And
correct.
Yet so many of them say, you'd think I had the scarlet A on my sweater.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who cheated and left me all alone.
Mm-hmm.
If there was
absolutely.
Ever a time I needed not to be judged, but rather embraced, it's now. And yet there's still the stigma attached to that. And it's like, whatever. However they became single, they need the help.
They
right?
need the help.
Brian, what would you say is just as a guy stepping in and engaging, you know what you're doing? My friend Sarah Groves always says is that there's something so sacred about entering into a suffering that's not your own. And but you were raised in a single home, so you do understand the suffering, but you don't have to do this. Why do you do it?
I guess it's my obedience to God, really. There's no better reward than actually serving. And the single moms are such a great need. The shops.
And they're so grateful.
It's huge.
The shops rip the women off and, you know, scare them into repairs they can't afford or they don't need. And I just was sick of it and wanted to really help.